This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime alert. I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Christina Keanu and her daughter, Ivory Smith, 7, returning from a road trip in the early morning hours, just a few moments from their Texas home. As she drives through an intersection, Joel Chaykin, 41, speeds through his red light, T-boning Christina and little Ivory. The wreck, horrific. Christina and Ivory severely injured, but Chaykin just steps out of his car, takes pictures of the wreck, and drives off. 7-year-old Ivory dies at a hospital.
Nancy, mom Christina has now been released from the hospital, but is still in, quote, immense physical and emotional pain after losing her daughter in the crash. Chaykin, an illegal immigrant, was put on an ICE detainer earlier this year after being arrested for assaulting a family member. Chaykin pled the charge down to a misdemeanor and was sentenced to 113 days in jail, which he had already served. Chaykin was released the same day, and the ICE detainer dropped. Family, friends, and teachers remember Ivory as a bright and bubbly girl who loved the spotlight.
Joel Chaykin, suspected of DUI, now charged with intoxication manslaughter. A 2-man Walmart crew advertises their new delivery drones in a Florida neighborhood. While the drone descends to complete its mock delivery to the Walmart crew, a gunshot rings out and the drone flinches. The crew notices Dennis Wynn, 72, standing outside his home, pointing a rifle toward the sky. When the drone lands, the crew finds it's been shot. Cops called in. He admits to shooting the drone as it flew over his home because he was paranoid someone was, quote, watching him. Wynn charged with shooting at an aircraft and criminal mischief, but manages to get his plea deal and will serve 0 jail time. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Authorities in Columbus, Ohio have launched a homicide investigation after the tragic discovery of 3 women found dead inside a home on the city's south side. Police responded to the residents just before 4 p.m. Saturday following a 911 call reporting what was initially described as a medical emergency. Upon arrival, officers discovered the bodies of 3 women who were pronounced dead at the scene. Columbus Police Sergeant James Fuqua confirmed that the case is being treated as a triple homicide, but offered limited details on what may have led to the killings.
It's very unusual to have so many victims in one incident. When you have 3, that's particularly alarming and troubling to us.
Fuqua continued, saying, unfortunately, this is a very complex scene with the number of victims we have. He emphasized the need for a meticulous investigation to ensure no critical evidence is overlooked. Investigators are currently interviewing witnesses and reviewing any available surveillance footage. As of now, no suspects are in custody. Police have not released additional updates on the case, leaving the community searching for answers. A Texas man has been sentenced to a century behind bars for his role in a deadly Thanksgiving shooting spree that spanned 2 states and left 1 man dead in Nevada. We turn to Sydney Sumner of Crime Online for more.
32-year-old Christopher McDonald pleaded guilty in October to more than 20 felony charges, including murder, attempted murder, and conspiracy. Now, a Clark County judge has handed down the sentence, a minimum of 100 years in prison. McDonald, who has been in custody since the rampage in 2020, could be eligible for parole in the year 2120, factoring in time served. Prosecutors say McDonald, his older brother Sean McDonald, and Sean's then-wife Kaylee Lewis unleashed an 11-hour shooting rampage on November 26, 2020. The violence began at a convenience store in Henderson, Nevada, where 22-year-old Kevin Mendiola Jr. was killed. The group then reportedly fired randomly at other targets, wounding multiple people before fleeing into Arizona. The spree came to a violent end near Parker, Arizona, after a high-speed chase and a rollover crash involving their vehicle. During the confrontation, police say Sean McDonald was shot and wounded by Arizona troopers armed with assault rifles. All 3 were arrested at the scene. Authorities allege that Kaylee Lewis drove the car while the McDonald brothers fired from the windows.
Lewis and Sean McDonald are still awaiting trial.
Thanks, John. Erica Ives stays with friends at several Conroe, Texas homes after breaking up with her boyfriend, telling a friend she's making a quick trip to her ex's to get the rest of her stuff. She never comes back. Erica's mother reports her missing. Her cell phone last pings at her friend's home. And Montgomery County sheriffs find Erica's wallet and purse discarded outside another home where she stayed. Deputies also believe they spot her on surveillance at a Conroe convenience store a week after she's last seen by her friend. Weeks into the investigation, her car escapes a high-speed chase with local police. Police do not believe Erica Ives was the driver. Erica Ives, 46, 5'8", 125 pounds, long blonde hair, brown eyes. If you have info on Erica Ives, please call Montgomery County, Texas Sheriffs, 936-760-5800. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please, won't you join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories? With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.